August 13. John is different. John's Gospel is carefully put together. Written 20 to 30 years after each of the other three Gospels, John has included stories and conversations the others left out. The context of Jesus' teaching about love is particularly important to John. The first command, to love one another, in chapter 13, verse 34, comes at the end of the Last Supper, the upper room meal Jesus has with his disciples. He will die the next day and wants to see the disciples stick together. The next time Jesus talks about love is while he and the disciples are making their way from the upper room to the Garden of Gethsemane. It is late at night as they pass the temple and begin the downward trek to the garden. Jesus has just explained the need for the disciples to abide in him just as branches abide in the trunk of a vine if they are going to bear fruit. He uses this principle of abiding to illustrate how they can love others in a supernatural way. Just as the branches have no life in themselves, but draw the life-giving sap from the trunk, so his followers can draw on his unique ability to love others. It won't be their natural love, but their drawing the supernatural love of Jesus. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. As in John chapter 15, verses 9 and 10. By following this principle of abiding, they can experience the supernatural love of God flowing through them to others. This is the only way we can love others as Jesus loved us.